Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, MJ Friends Blog is basically a blog with a hint of podcast, and you have tuned into the podcast portion. If you joined me before, welcome back. Make sure you guys are liking, sharing, subscribing, at least talking about the podcast so we can get our listener ratings up, because I would really, really appreciate that. But I do appreciate you guys using your critical listening skills with me on these episodes. My podcast is available on Anchor, Spotify, as well as Google Podcasts and many other platforms. I am looking for guest speakers, which I did talk about that on the last episode. Make sure you guys can leave a voice message. You could send me a DM, a quick text message, hit me up on social media. I will definitely get back to you because I am looking for guests to speak on my podcast. Let's see. So this past weekend was Mother's Day weekend. Mine was extravagantly fun. Not that I did anything over the top or over too extravagant or anything, but it was my first Mother's Day weekend and it was everything that I wanted it to be. My baby was happy. I was happy. My family was happy. And it was just a really good time. What did we do? We went to the Cardinals baseball game, and yes, my baby is only 3 months, but he's living his best life and he definitely enjoyed himself. I definitely had somebody message me and they were like, your baby's living better than me. Well, sorry, Sarah, that's your fault. So we did go to the Cardinals game and we did sit in the club seats. It was my mom's birthday and she had a blast. My baby, it was loud, but he loved it. He was very aware. He enjoys things like that. And I always say that he's going to be a baseball player when he gets of age. And I'm speaking on it. I'm standing on it. I hope so. Because I do like baseball. And also being from St. Louis, this is a baseball city. What else? On Saturday, I took my baby to the selfie room. And basically, the selfie room is an interactive museum where you can do a mini photo shoot. You can take pictures, selfies, etc., etc. Little cute things and whatnot. Definitely going back soon with some friends and my god baby. So yeah, it was a blast. If you want to see those pictures, it is available on his social media as well as mine. Gorgeous Detail on Instagram. So basically, yeah, shout out to the mothers for Mother's Day weekend, the mamas, the grannies, the baby mamas, the god mamas, future mamas, pet mamas, all the mothers, because this is a 24/7 job and I am just now learning, but I definitely appreciate where I come from and the women that raised me, and I appreciate being a mother myself. I definitely have a better understanding of what it is and what it takes to be a mom. So just shout out to you, especially if you're independent and you're doing it by yourself, because I know it's hard. We can't just get up and say, oh, I need space, or oh, I need time, or I don't want to do this, because it doesn't work that way. And a lot of times dads, fathers, you know, the other parent is able to just be like, oh, I need a break, or oh, I can't do this, or I don't have time. It's easy for you to do, but mothers, we can't do that. You know what I mean? And because this baby is now a part of you. You carried this baby 8 or 9 months. This baby is a part of you. You're all the baby knows. You grew this baby. You were growing his head, his hair, his spine, his eyes inside of your body. So this baby is pretty much everything to you. And I completely understand that now. And I actually have a really good friend. He is a wonderful provider for his family as far as financially. And he has 7 children and he's married. And he basically was just like, he can only handle his kids in doses because he'll watch them 3 and 4 days at a time. Yeah, 7 is a lot of kids. But remember back in the day when our grandparents and great grandparents was having 7 and 8 kids, it was nothing to them. So being it 2019, 7 kids is a bit much. It would be a lot for me. So he was saying he had to watch his kids for 3 and 4 days at a time. And it was a lot for him. And he felt like he was going through a depression mode. And I was like, I get that, because that's a lot of kids. That's a lot of work. And they're between the ages of, like, I believe 8 years old and 8 months old. 8 months old is his youngest baby. And I was like, just imagine his wife, though, having them 24/7. Half of his kids don't go to school. So 2 of them are at school. The others are too young to go to school or whatever. So I was like, you had them 3 and 4 days. She got them 24/7 while you're at work, while you're out with your friends, while you're just hanging out, chilling, whatever you're doing. And he was just like, yeah. But yeah, kudos to those women, because, man, I think I'm one and done. Like, I love my baby. I want to give him the world. I don't know if another child can come and take his place. But yeah, what else did I want to talk about? So if you're still celebrating Ramadan, make sure you're holding on strong. How am I getting through this? Nightly affirmations, I'm writing them down. And I know the first couple of days is hard. I did miss out on fasting on one day. I was just really hungry because I went to sleep without eating because I wasn't feeling well, and I woke up starving, so I had to break my fast. But otherwise, you know, just make sure you're holding on strong and doing what you got to do. It is a good cleansing for your body. One of the nightly affirmations that I did write down was I wanted to decrease my screen time on my phone, because a lot of us are advocates of always being on social media, YouTube, texting on the phone, FaceTiming, and what have you. And there's nothing extremely wrong with that, but I did want to get that down because I felt like I was going a little bit hard on social media, you know, reposting, lurking, Snapchat, Instagram, you know, just scrolling along, looking around, screenshotting. So I did just get a notification that my screen time did go down 11%. So kudos to me. I'm happy about that. What else? Oh, I did talk about last book. I did talk about last episode how my aunt does have an ebook out. So tune into this message. So everybody wants to be successful, right? Do you guys ever get lost on your success journey because you have no roadmap or like a blueprint to get you to the finish line? Well, guess what? I have the perfect suggestion for you guys. It is an ebook, and it's called Mentorship Ebook, A Roadmap for Leaders and Entrepreneurs by Tamara Mosley. The link is in the description of today's episode, or you can simply go to the website. It's gifteddreamer.com. This book gives you the step-by-step guidance to help you choose the right path, basically. It could all be so easy for you. I feel like you guys should just go ahead and invest in yourselves and into our ethnic culture. It's not even $15, and I promise you, you won't regret reading this ebook. It has so much good information. So yeah, make sure you guys check it out, gifteddreamer.com. Okay, everybody, don't worry. We're about to get to the food of this episode. But right now, we're about to learn to detox our toxic thoughts, meaning negative people, bad habits, self-sabotagement by going so hard on yourself, giving energy to the undeserving, etc., etc., etc. So as far as bad habits, me personally, I am able to cut things off cold turkey. Like, if I don't want to drink, I'm not going to drink. Just like as far as when I was pregnant. Once I found out I was pregnant, I was able to quit cold turkey. Some people, they cannot quit just like with the snap of a finger. Some people, they need time. Whereas like they may smoke 6 cigarettes a day. So within a week, you can quit, or kind of quit without actually quitting cold turkey, going from 6 cigarettes to in one day to maybe 5 cigarettes the next day, 4 cigarettes the day after that, 3, 2, 1, et cetera, et cetera. And slowly but surely pulling away from those bad habits or those habits that you would want to get rid of. And it doesn't necessarily have to be cigarettes. And yes, that is pretty gross, but you know, some people do it. And you know, it is a money maker for gas stations and other little corner stores. So yes, like I said, for me, it's easy for me to quit cold turkey, but I know I do understand that everybody is not like that. So maybe you should find something, a step-by-step way as to getting rid of those bad habits or habits that you want to, you know, knock off. As far as self-sabotaging by going so hard on yourself, for me, what works for me is affirmations and speaking positivity into existence. And I know I reiterate that on every single episode, and it is becoming cliche, but it does work. It honestly works. What you speak and what you say is extremely powerful, and it definitely changes things. We could be speaking on something right now, and next thing you know, it'll pop up on an Instagram post 20 minutes later. What you speak and what you say is extremely important. So just always keep that in mind, guys. For example, I'm always saying I am a money magnet, or I am successful, or I do spread positive energy, things like that. Because I know if I'm a money magnet, it's going to bring me some money. If I am successful, it's going to bring me success. If I do spread positive energy, it's going to bring me positive energy. Those are just some examples of what I write as far as my nightly affirmations, or what I say to myself, or maybe even a few post-it notes. I do have post-it notes plastered in random spots across my house, because those reminders are a necessity for me. And it also may work for you. What else did I say? Giving energy to the undeserving, savor it. Like, everybody does not deserve your energy. The energy that you're giving to this person that doesn't deserve it, that same energy could be giving it to somebody else, or keeping it for yourself so you could utilize it at another time. Everybody does not deserve your energy. There doesn't need to be a reaction to everything that somebody does to you. Because somebody does something negative to you does not mean you have to react negative. And I do have a hard time dealing with that, because I can be a very tick for tack person, where you do something to me, I'm going to do something 10 times harder to you. That's not a good thing. And I'm definitely growing out of that, but I acknowledge it. I know that's how I am. And I know that's something I need to change. It's something that I want to change. So I feel like once I stop giving my energy to these people, better things will come to me as far as energy wise. I don't want your negative energy coming over to me. And what else? I was watching something the other day. The interview with Tierra Marie on The Breakfast Club. Not only did I find it quite hilarious and very baffling, because you know she owes 50 Cent money and all this other stuff, and I get where he's coming from. However, I don't really understand where she's coming from. He wants his money, he wants to get paid, and like 50 Cent and many other people in the world, I don't play by my money either. I don't care how much money it was. Don't try to hide from me when it's something that is owed to me, when it's something that belongs to me. And she basically was saying she thought she was taking things as a joke. However, he's not taking it as a joke. He has bills, he has kids, he has things that he needs to take care of. And we know 50 Cent does have money, but maybe he wants to put it in his savings account. You don't know what plans he has with his money. And who cares how much money he has? It's still his at the end of the day. And so basically with this, I feel like he is giving a lot of energy into this, because maybe he is extremely passionate about it. Maybe he is feeling extremely strong about it. And she is giving energy into it, but she's giving petty energy into it. She's playing games. She's posting on social media, but he is too. But she's posting like, oh, I don't have it. If you don't have it, how are you traveling? How are you buying these Birkin bags? How are you, you know, living this lavish lifestyle that you portray all over social media? But, you know, both of them are giving the energy into something that doesn't deserve this much energy. And Charlamagne the God was basically tallying up how much money she has spent trying to defend herself against 50 Cent. And she spent more money than she owes him, which is quite ridiculous. And I feel like very pitiful, especially you could have just easily paid him that money back. But now you're in more debt because you're being petty, you're giving energy to something that doesn't need to have energy. Pay him his money and go about your day. And that way you're savoring your energy, you're not wasting your time, you're not wasting your money. But you know, to each his own. Everybody goes about things quite differently. And again, they're in a completely different world and tax bracket than I am. So let me just speak on what I know. What else did I mention? Negative people. Stop letting these people play in your recycle bin is basically what I have to say about that. People will do any and everything to stick around, but they will not do what they're supposed to do for others to want them to stay around. So it's just like you're sitting there minding your business and they bring all this negative energy towards you, bring all this toxic energy towards you. And it's just like, okay, you kick them to the curb. You're like, okay, I don't want to be your friend anymore. I don't want to date you anymore. I don't want you in my life anymore, et cetera, whatever it is. I don't want you around anymore. So then it's like they come back around like nothing ever happened. And you're like, what are you doing here? And they're like, well, I belong here. And you're like, no, you don't. And they're like, really? And you're like, yeah, let me help you out this recycle bin and let me put you into the trash can, because that's where you go. That's where you deserve to be. Remember, the recycle bin is for reuse. It's for reusing for something else. You know what I mean? You recycle a water bottle so you can reuse it and refill it with water later. You put it in the trash can because you don't want it anymore. You don't need it anymore. It's taking up space. It's not deserving. You have no use for it anymore. So go ahead and start ghosting these people with these negative patterns, these bad habits. Stop self-sabotaging yourself with these negative thoughts and sorry if you can hear my baby in the background, he's practicing his vocal cords. Stop self-sabotaging yourself with these negative thoughts and this negative energy that you're portraying on yourself and you're speaking on yourself, because you don't need that. Savor it. Keep all that. Divide your negative energy with your positive energy, and I feel like everything will be all right. Things will work out. So yes, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay, everybody, so that does conclude today's episode. Make sure you guys are containing your energy and getting rid of those toxic thoughts, those bad habits, those negative people, the self-sabotagement, and giving our energy to the undeserving. Like I said, nightly affirmations do work for me. So you guys can definitely follow me on social media, MJ Friends Blog, which is the Instagram page for the podcast, or my regular Instagram page is Gorgeous Detail, as well as on Snapchat. What else? Make sure you guys check out gifteddreamer.com for the ebook, and have a wonderful week, and make sure you guys are spreading positivity. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, and talk about it so we can get our listeners up. See you guys next week, or I'm sorry, talk to you guys next week. Toodles.